Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so if you were watching the news yesterday, of course you saw this.
John, I'm truly sorry for my actions. I just want to thank the Gwinnett County and the city of Duluth for all of their efforts.
Jennifer Wilbanks in court yesterday.
Yeah. It was the first time she apologized. I mean, what we just heard was the first time she's ever come out publicly and said she was sorry. And she pleaded no contest, of course, that felony charge, making false statements to police. And so what she was sentenced with was 2 years probation, 120 hours of community service. And she also has to pay Gwinnett County about $2,500 in restitution on top of the over $13,000 she already has to pay the city of Duluth. So no jail time for Wilbanks.
So I'm watching her show up at the courthouse yesterday, and I can't help but notice that she's got that big old rock still on her finger.
God. Mm-hmm.
So this thing has only been postponed. It has not been called off. And if you saw any of the footage yesterday, as Jennifer Wilbanks is walking out of the courthouse, there are like 40 guys with cameras, news dudes, in her face, screaming out questions, you know? And there's her fiancé, John, I'm a fool. I forget his last name.
John, so, dumbass. John, I think it's pronounced Dumas.
It's Dumas.
No, it's dumbass.
It's Dumas, man. It's Dumas. So there he is, and they're shouting, these press people are shouting out, is the wedding still on? Is the wedding still on? Now, he wouldn't confirm or deny it yesterday, but weeks ago, he said he was sticking by his woman.
Are you still an idiot? Are you still an idiot?
They were holding hands, walking out of the courtroom, and it's funny, even like when you hear TV news cover this today, I heard one reporter talk about, and she was twirling her engagement ring as she heard the sentence come down from the judge. I mean, everybody was taking pictures of her in that engagement ring, so.
I want to take the angle of his friends for just a second. I want you guys to put yourself in the position of his friends, okay? Because all of his friends at one point or another now are going, I can't believe this dude is taking her back.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way. I mean, what else could she do to prove to you, dude, that you shouldn't be marrying her? So what I want to ask you guys listening is, I can't believe she or he took him or her back after blank. So okay. Like maybe you have a friend that was in this relationship with a guy or a woman, and they did something so bad that you were for sure like, this relationship can't go on.
Right.
And she or he ended up taking her back. Because in this case, his friends must have said to him a million times, dude, you know what's going to happen here. What are you doing? You can't take her back.
Right.
And he's holding steady. He's like, oh, you know what? You don't know the Jennifer Wilbanks that I know. Mm-hmm. This is a good woman. So answer this question. I can't believe she took him back after blank. Now, what were you going to say?
No, I'm trying to think of stories because I know that I've got, I mean, there's so many of these out there.
I've been in this position. I've been that guy. Like I told you about that party I'm having. I'm living in Maryland. I'm having a party. My girlfriend is there, Chandra. Crazy bitch. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to some girl at my own party and I'm hammered. It's 12:30, 1 o'clock. And I see out of the corner of my eye, Chandra literally sprint down a flight of stairs, runs across the room and cold cocks me in front of all my friends. My knees buckle, but I'm not going down. I just got hit by a woman. And so, I mean, it turns into like this stupid white trash brawl where I like tackle her on the stairs. I got my hands around her neck. It's just drama, you know? And the next day, what do? We've got a vacation planned to the Outer Banks. I get in the car. She gets in the car. And we leave for the Outer Banks together.
Go on vacation after that.
We go on vacation. And all my friends, I'm sure, are like, I can't believe he took her back after that. She just punched him in front of all his boys. What are you doing?
Can you imagine what this guy, John Dumbass, would have to say to his friends to be a groomsman in that wedding?
I don't know how.
Like, can you imagine being like, dude, you got to go get fitted for your tux because I'm going to marry her this weekend. And they'd be like, you're going to what?
Right.
I have to what? Like, you have to participate in this?
You have to talk him. Like, I mean, I think, you know who would be a better interview than John Dumas?
Dumas.
His best man, Peter Freddy Dumas. And like, it's Freddy Dumas. It's like that guy, because that guy, it's his job.
Right.
If you are John Mason's best friend, then you should cut off your genitals with a dull butter knife because you're not doing your job as a man. You need to tell him and his born-again virgin ass that he is no business marrying fake boobs, scared of flash, crazy eyes girl.
Hey, Bryce, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, you can't believe he or she took her or him back after...
My friend Sam, girlfriend in high school, stabbed him in his throat with a pair of scissors.
Oh, God.
And she thought he was cheating on her. And then he took her back and they got married.
No!
Yes.
He got stabbed in the neck by her with a pair of scissors.
Yep.
And he still married her?
Still married her.
Let me ask a question. Did the collar cover the scar in his neck from her, you know, her stabbing?
A little bit.
Oh my God.
404-741-1005. Now, did you ever at one point or another say, dude, what is up?
Oh, we were saying that for years. Because she was that crazy all the time. But when the scissors accident happened, we were like, yo, come on.
Now, when you're dating, you're in your courting period. It never gets any better than that.
Yeah.
So if she's stabbing you in the neck during the courting period,
right,
what is she going to do 5 years into the relationship?
Exactly. She's sitting in the kitchen with a gun the next time.
Serious.
Are they still married?
Yep.
How many years?
Yeah, about 12 now.
12 years!
Oh, man. My God. Does he call it like his wound of love when people ask him about it on his neck? Or what does he say?
Dude, do you have a tracheotomy? No.
He tries not to talk about it, but when he's around us, we know, we look at him funny, and he just says, leave me alone.
Dude, how depressing is this if you're listening to this and you were married 4 years and you got divorced? And you're listening to this story, and you're like, I can't believe the couple that got stabbed in the neck before they got engaged has lasted longer than we did. Crystal, good morning. You're on All the Hits, Q100.
Yes, I have a best friend who her boyfriend beat her up 3 times.
Oh, no.
And they just decided to, he asked her to move to Texas. So she is up and packing all her stuff, moving to Texas, and maybe getting married in a month.
No. Are you kidding? He beat her up 3 times. She's still in the relationship and going to get married to this guy.
Yep.
Unreal. Unreal.
That's so sad.
Can't have fun with that one.
Mm-mm.
But we can have fun with the scissors in the neck.
I know. What is the difference? But yeah, I don't know.
Just any injury to the throat is funny.
And it happened to a guy.
Yeah, when it happens to a guy, it's not as, I don't know.
If something happens to your larynx, your...
But if the guy had stabbed the girl, it would be as funny.
Is it thorax in your neck, or is that the center part of an ant?
Oh, no, dude.
Isn't that a Dr. Zeus thing?
What?
No, that's the Lorax.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Steve. Steve.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. I can't believe he or she took her or him back after what?
I was the one who got taken back. And back when I was dating my ex-girlfriend, we were about 2 years into the relationship, and we went on this big, huge, like, family camping trip, and I slept with her mom.
Oh, dude.
No, you did not. And she took you back?
She took me back.
For how long?
We ended up dating for, like, another year.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Did she take you to any more family functions after that?
No, well, I mean, you know, this is the usual, like, birthdays and stuff like that, but...
How did you talk her into coming back?
You know, I mean, when she found out, it was one of the situations where I was just kind of realistic about it. And I said, hey, if it ends, it ends. And that's my own stupid fault for doing it. But she was like, no, we're going to stick this out. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Wow.
See, that was her cruel joke to you right there. I'm going to make your life freaking miserable for the next year, you son of a man.
So when you go get around her mom and stuff like that, like, do you hug hello or are you French kiss? Like,
do you fill her up every time you come over?
It was awkward for a good long time, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no doubt, dude.
And when it's happening, like, when you're actually with her mom, in your mind, are you like, I'm going up my girlfriend's mom's shirt. I'm going up my girlfriend's mom's shirt. I'm on my girlfriend's mom's shirt.
Her mom's really attractive, so I didn't feel too bad about it when it was happening.
When you pull off something like that and she takes you back, you must feel like I can do anything I want in this relationship and she's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you get that mindset. So, I mean, I felt bad. I felt really bad for a long time. But
you know what? You know who's famous and going to do this?
Who?
Kevin Federline.
Yeah.
He is going to sleep with Britney's mom.
Yeah, and she'll take him back.
Yep. Our little sister.
Ew! You're right.
What's her name?
Jamie Lynn.
Ew.
Yeah. Anyone named Jamie Lynn is going to get in on some drama.
Why do you have to say it with an accent?
Because that's how they say it. They're from Louisiana.
Good morning, Erica. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a good friend of mine who's been with a guy for 9 years, and actually she had a baby by another guy who's going to get married.
She had a baby by another guy.
Another guy, and they've been together for 9 years, and he stayed with her, and they're getting married this year.
God. And he's going to raise that kid.
Yep.
Huh. That's it.
Just a constant reminder that boy's name is going to be Middle Finger. Hey, Stacy. Stace?
Hi, good morning, Berkshire. I love the show.
Thank you.
Hi, I just had to make a comment. The guy that I'm actually dating right now, his ex-fiance cheated on him with his best friend. He got shot in the neck from his best friend, and he still took his ex-fiance back.
Good God.
Oh, my God. That's insane. Another neck injury.
He got shot in the neck.
Neck injury.
What is that?
And he still took her back. They were together for at least 2 years after it happened. And then they finally broke up after he cheated on her. So then she finally decided to leave him at that point.
And you hate her, don't you?
I have to suffer for it now. That's the bad part.
Oh, yeah. You hate her. Oh, you hate her.
What is it with the neck, though? I mean, if you're cheating in your relationship,
it's a great target point. Yes.
Walk in the door with a neck brace on, because if she finds out, that's exactly where she's going.
Obviously.
Right to the jugular.
Scissors or a gun.
Something.
Well,
man.
This dude's still taking Jennifer Wilbanks back.
Yep.
He hasn't said that the wedding's not going to happen.
He just better watch his neck.
He's like, scissors to the hair are a lot better than the scissors to the neck.
The Burt Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.